call us to order at this time. Osage Nation Health and Social Services Committee. I have, first of all, a prayer for the afternoon. And ask Congresswoman Lemon if you render an afternoon prayer for us.
Yes, certainly. Bless us, dear Heavenly Father, that all members that are here today and guests in the audience to have an open mind, open hearts. Please see that all humankind is not a little bit hungry this evening. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Speaker Walker? Congressman Mason?
Present. Thank you. We do have a quorum. And I invite you now, please, to review the minutes of September 13th. If there's any additions, corrections, deletions, let me know. Made. Do I hear a second?
Second.
And I have a second. Discussion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Those opposed say no. The yeses have it. The minutes are approved.
Abstain.
One abstention. We're now into number five on our agenda, consideration of ONCA 1848. We will be reviewing now section 91, the Farmers Market. Program 636, and Lisa Manning-Taylor.
Oh, yes, sir. I've got Manon Taylor here for yeah. Farmers Market, WIC, breastfeeding,
a
whole big slew of things.
And that's why
we'll have Miss Jamie Clark for public health nurse.
Good. Thank you very much. We'll begin firstly with the Seniors Farmers Market. Please join us up here at the table.
Yes, sir.
And you are welcome, and if you would, identify yourself and your title for the listening audience.
Okay. Lisa Manon Taylor. I'm the WIC Director, Farmers Market Program, Senior Farmers Market Program, and Breastfeeding Peer Counseling Program Director.
Well, thank you for being here.
Yes, sir.
And we'll begin firstly with our Seniors Farmers Market, and we're looking at the federally funded program. And that's $38,140. It looks like it's the same amount as we had last year on our budget. Whoops, okay. Wait a minute.
Hey, I think you're on the senior, sir.
I have the July edition, but this one is...
That's a
different
budget.
This should be the WIC program 636, section 91. Section
91. 636, yeah. Let's see, there she goes.
Oh, that's
WIC. Yes, this
they're
is
both,
a...
They're both under WIC.
Okay.
Yeah, they're under WIC. This seniors?
Uh-huh.
Yes. So we're looking at $38,140. Got salaries and wages. Of course, you all can read that. Man, is there any way you could enlighten us a bit about this particular program?
So we've been serving the seniors population for quite some time, and just this year we took over the program. Before it was with Elder Nutrition, so we moved it all under WIC, and it's doing really well, I believe.
Who's Elder? Who's Joe?
Questions, committee? Ms. Stabler.
I think what we're seeing is there was a wage increase.
Yeah, so that would be from the merit increase.
And so just reduce your operating to offset it?
Yeah.
Questions? Hearing none, let it be known for the record that this committee has reviewed and accepted Section 91, the Seniors Farmers Market, Program 636. Moving on to Section 12, Breastfeeding Peer Counseling, Program 632. July 13th. Good. Again, looking at federally funded program of $57,894, the same as it was in FY18. And there are some changes, total dollars are the same, but the way you spend them is just a little bit different. That happens with every year to year. Could you enlighten us a little bit about this particular funding source?
Yes.
What
so,
we're doing here.
Yeah. So this is an excellent addition to our WIC services. So we hire peer counselors. Most of them are part-time, and they help the ladies that we assign up for WIC that are pregnant or postpartum. They help them through the breastfeeding process. And I think the change is merely we added some space cost in the occupancy. And we move things around so from the Tulsa, the new Tulsa building. So we they have their own office there. So we added some space cost.
Okay. May I ask, you have $39,692 for contract peer counselors. Is that a particular number that we
contract
at different times?
Yeah. So we just, what we do is we pull our expenses in that we need and that we're gonna use throughout the year, and then we put the rest in professional fees.
Ms. Stigler.
How is the new building?
It is really awesome. We've had a few bumps, but nothing too big.
When did you actually get the new building?
In February.
And it's across the road?
Yes, across the road from the casino. And I tell you, it's been a really good thing for the people who have to ride the bus for transportation, because the bus just pulls right through there.
Yes.
It's been awesome for them, so.
Mm-hmm. So you guys were glad to move from that central service building
Sure.
at the airport where you were to across the street to get your own? Did it make people, did it make it like easier to find? Because I remember when they put WIC over there and it just got lost.
Yes.
And people would be like driving around, they'd be like, where's that WIC room? And you'd be like, well, you go around this way. So as a director, you were on board and glad, and
yes.
That you all got your own little building across the road and are happy with everything across the street.
Absolutely. It has been wonderful.
Oh, good. I keep wanting to go over. I want to stop
Absolutely.
In. I went to the groundbreaking.
Absolutely.
And then, yeah.
Come by anytime.
Committee, any more questions, comments of the program? Hearing none, just have it noted, please, that this committee has reviewed and approved, acknowledged Section 12, the breastfeeding peer counseling program 632. We're moving on to section 633. I'm sorry, section 33, farmers market program 635.
636.
I have 635. That's what I'm looking for.
This is a senior farmers.
Oh, yes.
Farmers
this one just
market.
Says Farmers Market Nutrition.
635.
Farmers
there you
Market
go.
Nutrition.
There we go.
You're fine.
And we have a matching required tribal match. But numbers are the same as FY18. Just a few changes in the expenses. Things total out the same. Again, enlighten us just a bit about this component.
Okay, so this is a complimentary program to WIC. So anyone that we're serving on WIC can get a one-time $25 vouchers for, they come in $5 increments, to get fresh fruits and vegetables.
From?
From the WIC program through Farmers Market. So I wanted to point out that on the required tribal match, that is actually not tribal funds. We get a grant from Welch's Juice, so that we don't have to utilize tribal funds for that.
So it is not tribal funds, it's Welch's
it
funds.
Is a, we leave it as a match because they match it.
Sure.
Yeah.
This particular component is no charge to the tribe.
Right.
Although we're servicing tribal funds.
Yes.
Excellent. Questions? Committee? Comments? Hearing none. So noted, please, that this committee has reviewed and acknowledges Section 635, the Farmers Market Nutrition. That'll be Section 33. Moving on to Section 124, the WIC program, Program 630. There you go. I don't have it on paper here. All right. I'm sorry. We do have an increase in federal dollars that we would be becoming, it's a rarity.
Yeah.
To see any kind of increase anywhere
from
the feds. With this particular program, we have some. And so where are the changes within this one between that you're asking for and what was last year?
So one of the things we did last year in December was we went EBT, which is the card for WIC. It's the electronic benefit card. And so with that, under other comes the $20,000 fee to administer the transactions with associated with that card. So that's basically the increase in our budget.
Who gets that money?
It's a company called CDP out of Colorado. So what we did is seven ITOs, Indian Tribal Organizations, went together and we created an alliance so that we could get the cost down to a manageable number. So we got a really good deal. And it's based on participation every month. So for instance, this month we had 1,800 and some odd participants transactions. And so that cost us around $1,700.
Okay, so an individual or a representative of a family that has such a card, is it active for how long, or if they leave the program, what happens to the card?
So we can terminate the benefits on the program for a variety of reasons. If they move out of our service area, they transfer to another WIC program. So we have all that capability in our MIS system. So yeah, all their benefits get put on the card, and actually one card for the entire family. So it is very cost effective that way.
Good box. Is this good?
Yeah. I noticed that your travel line item is your hotel per diem is $18,000. Will you scroll up to the first page? And then under
travel
conferences, it's $2,000. So what do you use the $18,000 for?
Okay.
If your conferences is $2,000?
Right. So the travel is If we drive, or mostly we drive to conferences. We try to save money on airfare. The $2,000 would be like a registration.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your, can I continue?
Please.
And then your employees, are they specifically housed at, like, so the employees that work at the Tulsa, North Tulsa, they're there all the time, and then the people are, how do y'all do that?
Okay, so all of the employees are based in Pawhuska, and we have a schedule, and we try to mix things up a little bit. We have a certain person that is in charge of certain clinics. Okay, right now we have 7. Mm-hmm. We hope to have 8 soon. So we've been partnering with people at no cost to our program. Mm-hmm. So what happens is we make the schedule, and generally 5 people go to Tulsa Monday through Thursday. And then on Monday and Tuesday, 2 people go to Skytook. Mm-hmm. And then on Wednesday, they go to Hominy, Tulsa and Hominy. And then on Thursday, we go to the first and third Thursdays, and it's kind of complicated. We go to Fairfax, and then every Thursday we go to McCord, and every Thursday we go to Tulsa. Pawhuska is always open. Then on Wednesday, we open a new clinic within another program, and it is on Wednesdays as well.
Please continue.
Do y'all utilize the motor pool?
No, we have our own vehicles that our funding source pays for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Question?
Yes, Ms. Levin?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You just mentioned a clinic on a Wednesday that you're hoping to open, you said?
We just did.
It's going to be your 8th clinic then?
That's our 7th. We're hoping to open one in Sand Springs on hopefully in October.
Okay, and on Wednesdays, where is the clinic that you're talking about on Wednesdays?
Okay, so we're on, I can't remember the name of the street.
It's okay.
But we're with, they're called the, I was going to forget the name. It's next door to Birthright and the Cottage. That's what it's called, I just forgot. It's a program that helps pregnant women. Mm-hmm. So they go and source them. It's a totally nonprofit. Business. It's not a business. I guess it's just
a service.
Service, yeah. And so they do sonograms for women, and they give them some pregnancy help, mm-hmm. and they help the homeless. They help the people who are just kind of destitute. And so we thought that would be a good fit for us, because next door they have Birthright. They do the pregnancy test there. They come to the Cottage and get services, and then we also help them with WIC.
Okay, may I continue?
Yes, you may.
Thank you. So you're hoping for one in Sand Springs, mm-hmm. and so is that in this budget?
Uh-huh. Actually, it won't cost us anything.
Okay.
So we're making good partnerships with other service providers, mm-hmm. so that at no cost.
So the staff that you have will be mm-hmm. rotated through that mm-hmm. also. Okay, thank you.
Ms. Taylor, the certification issuance clerks, see 6 of them listed there, the low end 27, the high end 32. Why is there a difference?
Well, one of them is brand new. So there's a range for that job. Okay. And so we took advantage of that range based on qualifications.
Do you get to set that rate, or do the feds set qualification, or do they tell you how that goes, or?
No, they don't.
You get to do that.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's an HR.
Okay.
I could shed a little bit of light on that.
Please do.
Congressman. So when you have multiple positions that are essentially the same, that one at the top, the 31-4, that individual may have been there for 6 or 7 years. Whereas if you were just looking at this as, for what it is, it appears that the 32-84s are pretty much in line with each other for experience, how long they've been here, how they've been evaluated, and then obviously the 27, it, like Ms. Taylor said, is
it's our newbie.
That's your brand new person that just walked down off the street, you know. So
sure.
Yeah, I mean that's how whenever you see those positions that you know maybe named exactly the same, but they're different pays. I mean, right. You know, that's how it shakes out.
Yes, ma'am.
I can help with that too, Joe. So the one that's the 32, she actually is a Hispanic speaking. Uh-huh. So we provide that to our clients because we have a pretty large Hispanic population in mm-hmm. our Tulsa clinic. So she gets a little, you know,
sure.
an extra for that.
Bueno.
and one of them could have a master's degree. I mean,
yeah, absolutely. They have all different qualifications.
That was perfect.
Any other questions, comments? I lost my
good.
Lost my head.
What's the next one?
We're going to move on to Section 84. The Public health nurse, non-tribal.
Thank you, Manon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Manon. 225. And Ms. Clark, if you'll join us up here and identify yourself for our listening audience.
I'm Jamie Clark, the public health nurse.
All right, thank you. And we're going to be looking now at, Joe, mine's still July. I hope that.
I believe this is the current one, Congressman. 225.
Yeah, 225. I've got 129,541. Yes, we're good. All right, we're looking at federal funds for the public health nurse. That's 129,541, which is less than the year before. And I think it's already been explained why we are having that reduction. But if you could go ahead and enlighten us a little bit more about some of the components here that you have for this particular program.
Some of the things that I've had to do with this budget this year is I've had to lose my LPN completely, so it's just me. Of course, not much else has. I mean, I've had to adjust some things. Of course, and drop down some things. So,
thank you. I'm just going to take just a moment, let our clerk get caught up with this, that we did review and approve the Section 124. 6:30 week program. Now we're going to go, members of the committee, questions. Ms. Stabler.
Supplies. Mm-hmm. That actually wasn't my question, but I was looking at that. No, I'm sorry. I know you run a lot of classes, a lot of great classes, a lot of good information. What's your what is your class population like?
I mean, well, right now, like tomorrow, I do have my third canning class, and I've been full. And tomorrow, I'm overbooked. I have about 15 people coming.
Okay.
The classes have been pretty full. Some classes lower than others, but I think people are starting to, you know, become more aware of some of the classes that I offer, and attendance has increased.
Please continue.
And so some of your classes, I know you do struggle with some of them. What about your Osage population of those classes?
Let's see, the Osage population, I had the canning class from the first canning class, I had 12 people, and seven of them were Osage.
Oh, good.
So that's probably about the average, like okay. three quarters, okay. usually.
All right.
I know you had a lot of classes that were for pregnant mothers and a lot of things like that. So how did those do well this season?
I've only had one, and right now I have a prenatal class that I'm offering next or 2 weeks from now, and right now I have one person signed up, and I give them a car seat for attending, you know, but I only have one person signed up. So those are still a low turnout for the prenatal classes.
Okay.
It's good pause.
Oh, I was just wondering what that Osage Hills $1,000 5K run at Osage Hills State Park, $1,000. I was just wondering if you could tell me about that.
I provide the t-shirts for that race.
Oh.
And so I, in fact, for this year, I just purchased the t-shirts and they're being made, and the race is next Saturday.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm really glad we're on the air because there's people listening in that's
yes.
going to hopefully sign up and come knock on your door and say, want to participate.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
Members of the committee, questions, comments? We're good? All right, thank you very much. Please note that we have covered section 84 as assigned to us by appropriations and acknowledged public health nurse non-tribal program 225 that we're going to move forward and take care of section 85, public health nurse Southern Plains, public health nurse tribal program number 228. Again, I have July. Is that? Yes, I have that. We're good. Right, we're looking at tribal money this time with $41,024. Tribal funds. Again, if you could enlighten us just a bit on this particular program. Do you have a different budget?
Yes.
What do you have that we don't have?
It's actually only for $14,000.
It's stamped in.
What's stamped in?
August
23rd. Oh, okay. August
23rd.
You have
well, I was getting ready to call Eli and say, just found a mistake.
It's one of the August 29th ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I had it.
29. Okay.
August 29th.
You had it right.
We'll get it pulled up. And quite a difference in this year. We're looking at tribal funds of $14,000 for the total of this component. Tell us about that.
Well, I had, of course, the federal budget was cut so drastically. I had to put the GSA. Yeah, I do have to travel quite a bit, so I do have a GSA. And then the other part, I had to cut out a position for the LPN that I had. But I did want to keep in some of the activities for diabetes prevention with kids. And that's, I'm part of it, the Oklahoma Intertribal Diabetes Coalition and the Native Youth Preventing Diabetes Program for the state. We're 17 tribes in the state that we send kids to camp for a week. And they learn how to stay healthy, prevent diabetes, and so that's what the majority of that is for.
It's good, Fox.
Okay, so it's a camp for kids.
Yes.
For healthier eating habits to prevent diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you select the kids?
They would be Osage kids only.
How do you advertise?
We would advertise online, and it would. There are certain. It's an age bracket that is allowed. The ages are 8 to 13, after looking at my camp paper here, 8 years old to 13, it's overnight. And so it would be on a first-come, first-served basis, as long as our Osage, they fit the age bracket.
State.
So is this a camp that they travel to, or is this a local camp?
It's a camp in Wagner.
In Wagner?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have information about it.
And that's pretty much what this budget is all about?
And the GSA.
Those two things.
Pretty much. That's all I left in there.
It's good funds.
Okay, so I'm always asking, like, when we have something, how is it that we are marketing an opportunity for whatever it is, camp through you, a camp through Osage Nation Foundation, how is it that you market so that all Osage people that would like to sign up can sign up? How do they, like, so do you put it in Osage News? Is it on social media? Do you do both, or?
I do send it to the Osage Nation Communications. They put it on Facebook and whatever other social medias. I don't follow the other ones, so. And then they put it on the website as well, out to the employees usually, and I believe it goes to Osage News as well.
Tillman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. How many years has this camp gone?
This camp was started back in 2001 with just OU Medical Center and Dr. Lancer Stevens. I only know him by his first name. Dr. Lancer Stevens and Choctaw Nation, I think, was the first tribe to join. And now we're the 17th tribe.
So it's been going on since 2001?
Yes.
How long have the Osage Nation been participating?
This is our first year.
First year?
Yes.
So this...
This will be
2019
our first
in May.
Yes.
Ms. Lemon. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's too early to tell. I was just... ages 8 to 12, I know... It'll be interesting to see how many kids sign up. It's not my cup of tea, but it may be someone's. Mm-hmm. You know, so it'll be interesting. I wish you good luck on that, because I think it's a very good worthy cause. Mm-hmm.
Ms. Lim.
So the date is June 11th. Thank you,
Mr. Chair.
So the date is June 11th to the 15th.
That was this last
this time.
Year's.
But it's in June.
It's in June. Yes.
And it's 2 days.
It's 4 nights, 5 days.
4 nights, 5 days. And how do they get there? Their parents have to get them there?
That would be part of the budget. We would get a bus or. Get transportation.
It is.
To
you're gonna yes. transport them, mm-hmm. and then it's during, most likely, one of the district's
yeah.
traditional dances.
Around that time.
So how many slots?
As many as I can get. Each child, the cost per week that the tribe needs to that each tribe is paying was this past year $250 per child. So.
For that long,
for 10 years,
and all the
for
food and everything.
Kids, yes.
Really?
Yes. And if I can get 10, maybe diabetes program to get some more kids, and as many kids as we can get.
So, and it's the only one they have every summer. They don't have another one later in the summer or earlier. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Committee, any more questions? Comments? Hearing none, for the record, please reflect that we have reviewed and acknowledged Section 85 assigned to us by Appropriations, Public Health Nurse Tribal. This will be program number 228. And now we're going into Section 86, which is Public Health Nurse Southern Plains Tribal Health. And this is a federally funded program at $15,000. And again, that was my July date on that.
228?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. No. It's a public health nurse, section 86233 is a program of it.
Southern Plains.
Southern Plains Tribal Health.
I'm gonna get his t-shirts that say retained revenue. Or t-shirts that say permanent fund.
Take your pick.
Here we go. Bueno. Bueno, Chalada. All right, now we're at federally funded program, Southern Plains Tribal Health Board, $15,000. And you might enlighten us about this program.
This is a grant from Southern Plains Tribal Health Board. It's called the Good Health and Wellness in Indian Country Grant. It comes from the CDC, ultimately. The program that I've developed, that we've developed, is the Grow, Gather, Hunt program. They're trying to get people to return to more our great-grandparents' way of eating. So teaching people how to grow, how to gather, forage for food, and then hunt. And so we had three different portions where we had gardening classes put on by the master gardeners, one in each district. Then we had the gather portion where we went to each district and did a class on foraging wild plants. And then we did a three-day daytime hunt camp up at the ponds for kids ages 9 to 13, and we taught them how to fish. They learned how to make, some cultural center involved with it, they learned how to make fishing spears. They did archery. They learned about diabetes, kind of like a mini preventing diabetes camp, but here on campus, and it was just a daytime camp. And then, of course, we want people to learn how to preserve their garden, so the canning classes that are going on right now, and that was part of it as well.
Thank you. Mr. Tillman.
I have to ask about the professional fees, Snake Man Outdoor. I have an idea, but if you... Casey's side job or what?
That was the professional fees for a gentleman that is, he's the Snake Man. He's a Katuya man that comes over. He goes out every year and catches one snake, you know, from the, at least, you know, copperhead and rattlesnakes. And he brought them all to the to our camp and, you know, told the kids about, you know, snake bites, what to do if you get bit, you know, how to recognize snakes, and the kids, it was a great part.
Mr. Johnson?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. It's one of those things that helps kids identify, you know, snakes that are bad snakes, you know, and then obviously we need snakes that are good snakes, you know, in nature, your rat snakes, black snakes, and other things that keep the critter population down, you know, and which ones that you shouldn't mess with and which ones you should leave, you know, you should let live and which ones you should.
Yes, absolutely.
They get to eat them.
Well, the kill them all answer is it right?
Federally funded. All right. Questions? Any more comments? Hearing none. Please acknowledge for the record that we've covered, acknowledged, and we reviewed Section 86, Public Health Nurse, Southern Plains Tribal Health Program 233. And at this time, I will let my committee know that inadvertently we had added to this section 125, the youth family tree, which is on the next meeting's agenda. So I'm going to ask you to please return next time because...
Yes, sir.
She's here.
I know she's here, but I'm going to take care of her next time.
Okay.
Chair to entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
Those in favor of the motion signify by saying amen.
Amen. Amen.
Those opposed say curses.
Thanks.
Thank you for coming. I'm sorry we...
When am I supposed to be here?
The next meeting is Tuesday or Monday.
It's right here. I'll tell you real quick right here.
Just one moment, because you'll be on next.
It looks like the 11th.
No.
Oh, we're on the wrong line.
Crazy about the outdoors, 18th. Huh?